How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your Daily Nerd Devo. So I want to take you back almost 14 years ago to the day I created my Facebook profile. Yes, my Facebook profile is older than at least one person who records devotions for the Daily Nerd Devo. Shout out to Jaden. My first Facebook profile picture, which I don't think I put up that night, but maybe a day or two later, is actually a Foxtrot comic, single panel comic of one of the main characters and one of his best friends having a pool noodle lightsaber fight over a swimming pool. They dyed orange to make it look like the planet Mustafar. Such hits on my Facebook profile pictures include a dog that says, "This is Fluffy, he is the destroyer of worlds," two dinosaurs standing on an island looking as Noah and the Ark sail away saying, "Oh crap, was that today?" Pictures that says the battle and has a pie chart where half says knowing and the other half is divided into quarters that say red and blue lasers, because knowing is half the battle and the other half is red and blue lasers. And it goes from there. My Facebook profile picture up until literally today was a picture of the Pokemon Snorlax. Today it's now the logo for my podcast where we play Dungeons and Dragons in a family-friendly atmosphere. City on the Hill Gaming, go check it out if you'd like. I have had a lot of Facebook profile pictures, more than I realized, but one thing I've never had as my Facebook profile picture is a picture of me. There are pictures of me on my Facebook, but it's never been my profile picture. And to be honest, that's mostly a self-esteem issue. For a long time, I wasn't comfortable having a picture of me as my profile picture, and I'm still only semi that way. I've taken pictures, and they're on my Facebook. If you're Facebook friends with me, hey, what's up? You can see them. There's a picture of me with a huge fake shark from where I used to work. There's a picture of me with several stormtroopers at a Star Wars premiere. Still never made it as my profile picture. There are a handful of things I can imagine that would make me change my Facebook profile picture. I don't know, meeting someone who's cosplaying Darth Vader, or Boba Fett, or actual Book of Boba Fett, Boba Fett actor Temuera Morrison, or I don't know, Emma Watson, or Michael Jordan, Chipper Jones, if you want to go way back into my childhood, one of those things, that would probably end up as my Facebook profile picture. The whole Nerd of Godcast crew, sure, I would make that my Facebook profile picture if I ever got a picture with all of them at once. Just me and Nick playing Pokemon Go. That would also be my Facebook profile picture. There are things I hope to have a Facebook profile picture of one day. A specific relationship I hope for. I won't be too specific because let's not make this weird. But that would be a good Facebook profile picture. Something that shows me and who I am and what I care about. And I care about Pokemon, but in the long run, that's probably not something that should still be my profile picture 14 years later in my early 30s. But that's just kind of where I'm at, and that's okay, I guess. But we have to understand that no matter how we see ourselves, there's a different version of what's seen in us, and that's what God sees. The creation he sees, the thing he made, that he knows the value of. Romans 12:3 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." There's a lot about that verse that throws me, like the measure of faith that God gives us. But it's important to remember who we are. Whose we are, who made us, who has expectations of who we're going to become, and to measure ourselves by those expectations and by the faith God has given us, and not by anyone else's standards. What other people think matters, to some extent, especially if they have your best interest at heart. But ultimately, what God thinks of you is, I think, more important. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out over on the Facebook page for the Nerd of God Squad. Add me on Facebook if you'd like. You can see all my Facebook profile pictures and all the weird stuff I've put up there over the years. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember. And Tony stole my line on Facebook, but I'm going to use it here anyway, because it's become sort of my thing. No matter how you see yourself, remember the words of VeggieTales. God made you special, and he loves you very much.